This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Serious winter storms over Northern California this weekend, with heavy rain in Sonoma and Marin counties and on the winemaking Napa Valley. At least two deaths have been blamed on the storms. Many farms and homes were flooded. There's a muddy mess left behind. Now the storms are hitting here in Southern California, albeit with less serious consequences. The people gathering in the city of Pasadena to watch the 117th annual Tournament of Roses Parade are having a hard time staying dry. Today's Rose Bowl Parade could turn out to be the rainiest in more than 50 years. Joining us is Janet Nakano of member station KPCC. She's along the parade route. Janet, what is the weather like out there?
Well, it's pretty wet out here. I mean, it's gray and it's gloomy and it looks like it's going to rain all day.
How big are the crowds?
Well, some of the bleachers aren't filled up, but there's quite a few people on the streets, so it's pretty colorful. You know, everyone's holding umbrellas or wearing raincoats. Everyone looks excited.
People camp out overnight in order to get seats in these bleachers. Did they have to camp out overnight, or maybe it was kind of open because people thought the rain would be there?
I talked to one woman, and she actually left a sign. She left a little chair, and she wrote reserved for, you know, Logan. But some of the other people, I've heard that they have actually camped out last night, and some actually opted not to.
Is there someone there in the crowd who's there to watch the parade with you? Anyone we could speak to?
Yeah, here is Janine Logan. She's here to see her daughter. She's actually marching in the parade. So let me pass her over to you. Just a moment. Good morning.
Hi, Janine Logan. Welcome to Day to Day. Thank you for speaking with us. And what do you think? What's the prospect for the parade there?
Well, I believe it's going to continue raining throughout the entire parade. It hasn't stopped yet, or very little of it has stopped.
Your daughter is in the parade in what capacity?
Yes, she is. My daughter Emma is a sophomore at Little Rock High School, and she's performing in the Pasadena City College Tournament of Roses Honor Band. She's one of the percussionists. She plays mallets on the xylophone.
From Little Rock, California?
Yes. It's in the Antelope Valley, just east of Palmdale.
Well, how does she feel about this weather problem here?
Well, it was interesting. I thought it would dampen her feelings, but she said that they will probably go down in history because of this weather condition. It's been about 52 years, I believe, since they've actually had this sort of rain during the parade. So she figures that they'll probably have so much publicity every year from now on just showing this particular, you know, segment of the parade with the raining. So she's excited.
Kind of like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, huh? You'll go down in history.
I believe so. They're not allowed to put their ponchos on until after they've passed the cameras. And then they can stop at one point of the parade route, and then everybody can put on their clear ponchos to try to cover their uniforms a little bit. They're more concerned about the instruments, and I don't know how that's going to work.
Ms. Logan, thank you for speaking with us, and good luck to your daughter, Emma.
Great. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, Janet Nakano, it sounds as though people are actually in pretty good spirits there.
I think so. It's coming down pretty hard right now, and everyone seems to be smiling still. They're really excited for the parade.
Well, after all, they are parade watchers. They should be excited. Janet Nakano, a reporter with member station KPCC. Janet, thank you.
Thank you.